This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. However, if you have a question for our guest tonight, for the beginning of the show here, Murdoch Pizzgatti from Don't Comply, then you may call in. You'll get your priority, or your calls will be taken first, and then we'll get to open phones a little bit later on here tonight. It's Ian and Mark in the studio. Mark, have you ever met Murdoch before, like a Porcupine Freedom Festival or something like that?
I don't know. I don't recall. I'm wondering what he should not comply with.
Well, pretty much.
Well, I helped set up the roast a couple of years ago for you there.
Oh, boy.
Porcupine Festival.
Yeah, that's right. That was a lot of fun. People can find that on YouTube.
Murdoch, welcome to Free Talk Live. Your show, the Don't Comply show, is one of the great shows available on LRN.FM. Of course, you do it via podcast as well. Don'tComply.com, is that the site?
Don'tComply.com. That is it. Yeah.
Great URL, and it's clear that you are doing something right here because you've been targeted, apparently. I saw one of our listeners sent me a link recently to your Facebook post, which was an interview on a different show, and I'm sorry I did not write down the name of the other show. I should give them credit, so if you want to, feel free.
Yeah, Truth Be Told with Dean Ryan.
Yeah.
Check them out. It's great.
So they interviewed you about this, what sounds like a crazy situation involving the federal government apparently hacking into your computer and planting evidence there, trying to make you look like you were a hacker. Where do we start with this story? Because it seemed to me like what you were saying to the other show was that you kind of accidentally stumbled onto to evidence of this. I've got some questions, but you know, how did this begin?
Yeah, absolutely. So this apparently had been running in the background on my computer for a month. And, you know, a couple months back, I had just been looking at my router settings and my logs and saw some brute force attacks and had locked down my system a lot better because it had shown them actually accomplish a connection at one point. So I had it locked down pretty good and had changed some router settings and let a friend on, and then went back and kind of, you know, looked at it again this last weekend and noticed some strange activity in my router logs. So I went ahead and kind of got onto my computer and started looking a little closer at it, and I find all of this stuff running in the background. So as I dig deeper and deeper on it, I see that it's an entire surveillance program that's designed to upload audio and video and all of my sensitive information daily. And I find that there's like these daily uploads to a Dropbox. And
now, are you a network administrator? I mean, because it seems like it would take a lot of, you know, a lot of know-how to be able to discover this. I mean, did you see, what did you do? You looked at, like, the task manager and saw programs you didn't recognize, and then how did you determine what they were?
By no means any type of computer expert, but I do know my way around a little bit. So after seeing a little bit of that activity, I went in to create really, it was odd because I just went in to create, like, a work group with my computer to help kind of lock it down and make sure that these, you know, I'm kind of in an apartment area where there's a lot of other signals. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't have this problem anymore. And it wouldn't let me form a work group or a home group because it said I was a member of a work group. And I have never changed any settings such as that. So I go in and look, and all of a sudden I find that I'm a member of this secret work group or where there's these like 50 admin accounts that were created, and I go and I look how they were all created, and so and how it all came about. I spent the entire weekend looking into it and just searching on my computer. So come to find out, it September 27th there was an official Microsoft update with about six Microsoft programs that it was inside of. Then there was a, it was using all of the official Microsoft tokens that, that the government is given to have the backdoor into all systems to create all these user accounts. So these were all, you know, very clean backdoor entries into the computer, and it used Microsoft programs to transfer the data so that your antivirus software didn't catch on.
So let me see if I'm following you here. What you're saying is that Microsoft delivered an update, which they do all the time, but this update somehow enabled the federal government, presumably, to get into your computer through the Microsoft means, which would, as you were saying here, mean that they wouldn't trigger some sort of alert by an antivirus software. Is that right?
That is it. You know, it came in an official update, so it didn't alert any system antivirus stuff. And it used these different programs. It used Skype, it used Zune, and it used Dropbox and OneDrive and
Messenger.
Now, how do you know that
it did all those things? I mean, I'm pretty familiar with computers, but I'm not a programmer, and I would have to just like say, oh well, you know, let me Google this program and see what it does. How did you determine, you know, the things that it was doing?
Well, in your computer logs where it shows, you know, when services are started and stopped and all of this stuff, you can kind of go through and just see a timeline of things that happened. Well, all these user accounts got created right after that. They all got given special permissions. Mm-hmm. And then you would see all of these immediately a biometric face scanning services and audio biometric services were installed, and it kept trying to do. Now, I don't keep cameras or microphones hooked up to my computer, mm-hmm. but my brother did. So after finding out all of this, I told my brother, he looked on his computer, had the same thing. Although his had did have cameras and microphones, so he found these folders full of these little audio files of recordings of audio that were constantly being uploaded. And using the program Zune, that is also a Microsoft program, to hide that transfer of data. And so I, you know, was looking through these logs, found all of this stuff occur, all of these things happening. And I start playing around with the program, and I see where it's coming from in my computer because it shows, you know, where these files are that when these services get started. And I spend all of Saturday just playing around, trying to determine, you know, what they did to my computer. And I'm trying to break services and, you know, the things that are running in the background. I'm just kind of deleting these little drivers and services. Well, come Sunday night, I'm sitting there playing on it, trying to look at these log files that are next to these weird programs, these weird script files on my computer, and my screen flashes when I have one of them open, and the whole thing turns into a readable amount of content, because it looked like it was supposed to be readable, this text file, and it, mm-hmm. but it had a bunch of weird special characters, and I started trying to delete them. Well, all of a sudden it changed, and I can read this entire thing, and it's a manual for how to do hacking. And so Sunday evening, I'm now able to read this manual and these log files, and I spend probably 3 hours until just the wee hours of the morning, and I'm cross-eyed reading through these manuals because, I mean, they were interesting, and they were all on my computer. So I started looking at them and seeing what was on my computer. And all of a sudden I looked around, and I would see this manual about how to do a different aspect of hacking. There would be the script files of to do it and log files of evidence of hacking that had been done. And
you had a manual on how to hack, but also
the government sent to you.
They presumably that also included examples of script files that you could in theory run to actually perform hacks. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Now, manual have like seals and emblems and these sorts of things? I mean, was it a PDF?
They were text files, and if any of you have ever in your life downloaded a pirated software, you'll have noticed there was always a little .ini file there that if you opened in Notepad or some text document program, there would be a little ASCII photo or an ASCII picture of some, you know, logo or words, and it would be the hacker group that mm-hmm. pirated that software. That was their little business card.
Right.
And that was at the bottom of these manuals, is there was a little ASCII photo of the hacker group and some little Russian name that I couldn't really read.
Do you still have these files?
Okay, well, I'm getting to that.
All right, so, I want to get to it. Stand by. I got more questions, too. So we're going to bring Murdoch back here. And if you've got a question for him, it's just a crazy situation. Is he being set up? And by whom? Because that's who I really want to know. You know, who's behind this? Is there any way to really tell? Are we presuming it was the feds? 855-450.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here in a little bit. Right now, you got a question for Murdoch Pizzgatti from don'tcomply.com. He's with us talking about a bizarre, shocking, almost unbelievable-sounding story that he was hacked by, and I want to find out if there's any idea who it actually was. Is it speculation that it was the federal government? You know, is there any way to actually determine that? But he found some evidence, some real strong evidence that his computer and his brother's computer were compromised. And I want to get into that here in a moment. But let's talk a little bit more about you, Murdoch, and, you know, what is Don't Comply? Mark sort of asked that offhand in the beginning. We didn't really get a good answer from you. So, yeah, what is don'tcomply.com?
Well, you know, we are an alternative news media outlet. We have a staff of writers. We have articles that come out daily. That is our background, main website presence that we have. We also organize a lot of events. We do any type of unjust, unconstitutional, immoral laws. We like to go out and protest. We do civil disobedience. We organize big civil disobedience events. We like to get out there and kind of stick it to these laws. We do all the open carry events here in Texas.
Yeah, you do a lot of Texas activism, right? That's where you're focused.
Yes. Yeah.
You're in the Dallas area, correct?
Correct. We started the open carry movements here, and some of the largest open carry events in Texas have been Don't Comply events from the beginning. We've been pushing for constitutional carry here in Texas for the last 3 years, and we got licensed carry, and we're just pushing right ahead. And
that's why I say you got to be doing something right if you're getting targeted like this with your computers being hacked. I mean, clearly you're onto something. You're over the target, as they say, if you're taking flack.
Right. So my brother and I are founders of Don't Comply, and we were the two that were definitely targeted during this recent attack. And
now,
you know, I've been hacked before, and
really?
Who hasn't that on, you know, has been online long enough, and you see these just basic little programs where they get in, and whether it's a keylogger or what have you, and you know, and I just kind of go in and break them apart and delete these services and what have you. But so what I also found was this big dump text file of my emails that had been picked apart, obviously by an automated system where it was partial sentences from hundreds and hundreds of my emails that had anything to do with my name, account numbers, and anything like that in this huge text dump file. I had found that as well, and it was, you know, obviously not just all of my emails, but just pick and choose little sections, whenever it mentioned anything important.
So before we get into a little bit more about what happened and questions, I was actually curious. You know, you guys have seems like a really good activism network down there in Texas. And yep. What I was wondering was, have you guys used Cell 411 yet?
Oh yeah, absolutely. We use that. We've had friends that have been in situations where they pulled it up and alerted other people. I mean, even just the innocuous stuff of cars breaking down. We've
right.
had our activists. You know, really that app has helped out more than calling 911 ever
it's
has.
It's a killer app. Yeah. I just, you know, wanted to make sure you guys were in using it down there. I figured you would. You would say
sure.
yes.
Sure.
And of
and,
course, as you
there's
know,
there's going to be a big event on the 5th down in Austin.
Correct.
Releasing the new ride-sharing aspect of it, and
which actually hit today. By the way, the Android version was released last week, and the iPhone version was released today. So anybody who's been waiting on the iPhone version of Cell 411 that has ride-sharing built in now, for, you know, no cost, you download this thing for free, and you can drive or get rides places once there's, you know, a large enough network supporting it. And Cell 411 already has a built-in network of users, which is cool. So go to getcell411.com to do that. So, Murdoch, back to kind of your story here and what's going on. You've managed to uncover all this evidence of what may be a hack job, and it seemed like the suggestion was it was the federal government. How do you really know, or do you know?
So let me walk a little bit more through the storyline, and
sure.
Then we'll kind of get to that. So I was reading these files into the wee hours of the morning. It took me like the entire weekend of researching until I saw this, and I spent like the last 3 hours until about 2 o'clock in the morning Sunday night. I had to go to work, so I turn off the computer and I go to work and I'm stuck all day. I start publicly announcing this. I got on some shows saying, you know, look, I found all this information. There's these logging files of all this hacking that happened. There's manuals. All the software to do it is sitting on my computer. And I make these announcements while I'm at work. When I get home, Everything's been deleted off my computer. There's the only thing left on my computer are the log files saying these files were deleted, these were added, these backup files were put back on. A user, okay, well, oh, I'm sorry. The system, my operating system broke at the end of that, but I had XP installed in the background, so I pulled that up. Another user account had already been created on Monday while I was at work, and all of them were deleted. And so I was sitting here trying to figure out why I was able to see these files and how, you know, and people say, well, it couldn't have been a professional job because it wouldn't have been easy to see, you know, this information sitting there. And that really kind of sat with me. And I started thinking back about all of these manuals that I read and that were on my computer. And one of them was basically how to do it and how to use these tokens to create these user accounts and exploit some error messages that would expose some openings in your vulnerabilities in the Microsoft software and be able to break you out of the sandbox and get you into the system. Well, some of the other ones were talking about these screen switching programs that I saw the script for sitting next to it that kept a different screen in place for the end user so that the hackers could hide behind a curtain. Mm-hmm. Well, I started thinking about when I was there trying to break the system that was uploading audio and video and trying to run in the background, what happened was I think I broke the script that kept the screen up because like I said, when I was looking at those text files that were scrambled, I could just see a word here or there, and all of a sudden, in the midst of that, my screen flashed, and all of a sudden I could read everything with no issues. Like there was no longer any weird characters or any weird spacing. And all I can figure now is what happened was that I accidentally broke that script that was keeping all of that hidden. So I wasn't supposed to be able to see that. That, you know, that was part of the program, obviously, to keep that in a different, you know, background.
So you're saying you came home from work after spending a weekend investigating this. You went to work on Monday, came home, and a lot of this stuff was gone?
Yes.
So the evidence was just gone? You didn't have, like, screen caps or that sort of thing?
Well, like I say, I didn't discover it till late Sunday night. I had been looking just at regular, you know, a regular key logging style, you know, program on my computer all weekend, and then I found those late that night and read the manuals for a couple hours and looked at it and went to bed. I had to be at work early morning. So when I get home, one of the files that I saved as manual on my desktop is the only file that is left out of everything that's there, yet all the text has been changed. Hmm. So the only thing left is this one text file. And I obviously there's these logs showing that things were deleted, that files were replaced.
Did you leave your computer on when you went to work?
I did not, no.
So it was off?
Yes. Yeah, it was unplugged and off in my house. So
does that mean somebody came into your house and did this?
That's what it's starting to look like. You know, I really
hold that thought, Murdoch. We're going to continue here. I know you've got time to hang out with us, right? All right.
Sure.
Murdoch Pizzgatti from Don't Comply. We'll continue.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Just take control of the airwaves here. A little bit later, we'll let you get to anything. But right now, if you've got a question for Murdoch Biscotti from DontComply.com, he's a Texas gun rights, liberty, overall activist, and very effective down there. Wish he was here in New Hampshire, but you know he loves it down in Texas. From what I can tell, Murdoch, welcome back. Here to Free Talk Live. Now, you guys are taking Bitcoin there, too, I imagine, over at DontComply.com.
Oh, absolutely. You can go to our store there on DontComply.com, and we will take some Bitcoin.
Speaking of Bitcoin stores, there's actually the official store.bitcoin.com. So if you want to get some cool Bitcoin T-shirts, cryptocurrency-related shirts, maybe you want those Bitcoin Accepted Here stickers you can slap on, you know, the front door of your business or your cash register. They've got those, too. So head on over to store.bitcoin.com for not just T-shirts, but more, including art and hardware and other great stuff over at store.bitcoin.com. And of course, they'll accept Bitcoin. In fact, I think that's probably all they accept over at store.bitcoin.com. So we've got Murdoch here from DontComply.com telling us just a bewildering story about some kind of level of computer hacking, whether it was done remotely or whether it was done in person with somebody physically sitting there at your machine. The beginning part of the story sounded like maybe it was remote initially, in that you believe that there was some sort of updates delivered via Microsoft that, you know, resulted in some kind of hacking tools being placed on your computer, what looked like possible evidence being planted to make it look as though you had been a hacker. Further, some files were sort of cobbled together from some of your emails, apparently, and you managed to discover all this over a weekend of kind of, you know, diagnosing your own computer. You went to work on Monday, and then when you got back, you had left the computer unplugged and turned off, but when you got back, pretty much all of the evidence that was there was gone. And, I mean, the only way that could have happened is if somebody physically came into your home and deleted it.
That's true, yeah. And so there, you know, there was this other user account that was created on Monday that was there when I got home, and all those files had changed. Now, I'm not even saying that they're absolutely deleted, that they could have pulled back up that script program to hide it in the background, and I'm no expert to know how to really do that. It was accidental that I broke it in the first place and was able to view those files in the background. My hard drives are being handed off to some forensics experts on this subject, and they're going to try to get to the bottom of it and see what's really where those files came from, where they were going. Like I said, I had discovered where they were being uploaded to a Dropbox every day. All of the content that it was collecting, you know, it was not only just a keylogger; it was using audio cameras and microphones on my brother's computer to upload that material to them.
Is your brother like your roommate, or is he living somewhere else?
No, he lives almost an hour away.
Did he have the same thing happen where his files were also, you know, scrubbed, or the evidence that would have been there deleted?
I'm pretty sure he just scrubbed his whole computer. He didn't play with it enough that he found any of the other files. I think he pretty much just washed it clean and went anew with it all the same.
Understandable.
So this one file that was left on my computer that I had saved separately and had named manual. It was the main one on how to do the hacking. All the text was changed. What it was changed to was this, and it's still here. It's this cryptic conversation back and forth between my email and another email about hiring people for murder. And it uses every keyword in the book, from terrorists to bombs, explosions, accounts, payments. And it's spaced out very strangely. And so I was looking at it the last day, just off and on. And late last night, it kind of occurred to me. I walked far enough away from the screen that everything was matching up horizontally in curved lines and stuff, where it's an ASCII picture. Now, I opened it in Notepad, which is known for not keeping spacing proper.
Right.
And so I'm meaning to try to open it up in some other program. Like I said, my operating system died, and I was on XP that was just a basic system. It doesn't have any upgrades. I'd like to open it in something better. I think basically what happened was they just left their business card, and the text wasn't even relevant. I think it's just a big ASCII picture of their logo or something to do with whoever this was.
That you were targeted specifically here, or was this some hacking group that just found a Windows XP user and hacked them? Because the reason I asked that is, I think it was like 5 years ago, Microsoft made the announcement that they were no longer going to be supporting XP. There would be no more security updates.
Nothing. Now, this was that XP was just bloated in my background, because I do break my operating system sometimes because I like to do fun stuff on it. So I always just keep that as a bootable background, just so I have something to load.
Well, what were you using then? What was the operating system that you
Windows
were using?
Windows 10.
Okay, I was using 10.
Oh,
yeah,
10.
I was using 10. And so today, Microsoft came out, because Google knew about this vulnerability for earlier versions of Windows, and Microsoft finally came out and admitted it, because Google was coming forward with it. They had known about a vulnerability using this token, Microsoft token software method, to create these accounts and break out of their sandbox and create these admin users. Well, they specified it was for earlier versions of Windows and for people not running Defender and this, that, and the other. Well, you know, and they tried to still blame it on these Russian hackers, which we just know, you know, as far as yesterday, Steve Pizzeznik came out and said that, like, these hacked emails were not Russian spies. It was actually our intelligence community who had given these files, had hacked the Clinton emails and given that to WikiLeaks through Assange. So we know that it's our U.S. intelligence community that is doing this, not necessarily Russian hackers. The other strange thing is, I was running 10 and all the latest stuff. So Microsoft hasn't even admitted to this vulnerability yet. But it does exist.
Well, so, we certainly know that Microsoft is more than happy to work hand-in-hand with the federal government in any way, shape, or form that the feds want them
right.
to. So what you're saying is the sort of the logos of these hacking groups appeared to be Russian, but you believe that those might have been planted by the federal government, who may indeed be behind this? Is that your theory?
Yeah, and all that, yes, that, and all of the audio files that my brother had found on his computer, he took the name that it was saving them as and put it into Google search, and what popped up was nothing but Russian language sites. He translates them on Google, and it's talking about about hacking. So they were all Russian hacking sites that came up when he Googled the title of this audio files that was being recorded on his computer and uploaded.
So what evidence is there that this isn't just a bunch of Russian hackers?
Right, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, any of these things, whether it be Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or today's Russian hackers, a lot of these are funded and controlled and trained by our U.S. government. You know, we see people in recent news where they have blamed these Russian hackers, who then people have come out recently, even Judge Napolitano was talking about this yesterday, about that was a lie, that it wasn't these Russian hackers, that it was actually our internal people from the NSA and our intelligence community that were doing these other issues. So the same people that they're blaming is now that looks like the same that they're trying to set up to look like not only hit our computer, but we're part of it by leaving this evidence here. Now, a lot of hackers, professional ones that I've read, would leave their stuff behind to keep it on other people's computers instead of their own. And that's obvious, you know, good planning, so that you're not caught with illegal software and whoever you're hacking is. And so we don't really have a very definite, strong connection that is the government involved. But, you know, that is one of the people that we are striving and fighting against every day. So
that's true.
It would seem fit.
It would make sense that they would target you for something like this. But, you know, as you're saying,
these type of hits where this was a surveillance program that had been going on for over a month on our computer.
That's
these kind
creepy.
Of things take. These kind of things don't take any manpower. You know, people think, oh, well, why would they spend time, energy, you know, doing this to you or your computer? It was an upload, and now they get free content, you know, without any manpower. They don't realize these things don't really cost them a whole lot of time.
It's Murdoch Pizzgatti from don'tcomply.com. We're going to continue here. If you've got a question for him, dial in here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeek service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. We're going to get to your calls about anything you want in moments. But if you've got a question for Murdoch Piscotti from DontComply.com, he's with us here. He's the host of the Don't Comply show, but also just a great overall activist, big friend of liberty. So it's great to have you here on the program, Murdoch. Thanks for taking an hour out of your night to talk in detail about what is a very creepy story, a very scary kind of story about your computer and your brother's computer being apparently hacked and then having hacking tools placed on your computer, having excerpts from your emails pulled presumably automatically from your email client into some sort of log file. And that's just, you know, I'm just barely, you know, brushing over what has happened to you here. And,
right,
you know, as you pointed out, it's hard to say whether this was the federal government or some Russian hack squad, but either way, you know, you've been violated, and that's a feeling that even if you knew who did it, you know, is not going to necessarily go away. That's a tough thing to deal with.
Well, you ask, you know, how I would know whether it was connected to the government or not. And so I had this conversation yesterday with another local activist who about a month ago dropped off of social media and pretty much went dark. And we haven't heard much. Trump refuses to use any type of electronics communications without it being a secured line. And I spoke with this person yesterday and kind of told him, you know, what was going on. He is somewhat of a computer expert, and this same thing had happened to him. It happened presumably at the same day. It uploaded to his computer, but he discovered it obviously immediately, and knowing where it came from and who was responsible, and not saying whether he was actually contacted by these people or not. He's now in not anywhere on social media and anywhere in the limelight. And so this particular person has, you know, given me some insight as to where this originated from. Now, you know, I would suggest that people go in and, the way that I stumbled onto this was I originally tried to form a home group or work group for my computer, and it let me know you can't join this because you're already in one. Mm-hmm. And that's what led me to find these other admin accounts and fell down the rabbit hole. So, you know, I'm not an expert on computers by any means, but I feel that that might be a first step for people to kind of, that don't know a lot about their computers, could go in and try to create one of these and see if it will let you, because it won't let you join multiple groups. So, if you can't join one and it says you're a member of another one, there's some chance that you may be, having an issue like I had.
Right. Now, what else would you recommend? I mean, are there some specific file names that people could search for to see if there's any evidence of something like this happening to them? Is there anything
else? Okay, like, say my brother's computer, he had never used the program Zune, which is another Microsoft program. Yet when he went into his computer, Zune was running, and Zune had all these audio files and what have you. And, of course, being the type of app that it is, that's not uncommon for Zune to be transferring those files. So obviously his antivirus software did not catch that. But he has never downloaded the app or used it. So there it is running on his computer, taking audio from his microphone into little snippets so that it can slide them under the radar, as it were, and get that information to the recipients. So, I mean, I would look into, you know, what programs are running as well. And I am... by no means the person to be asking about how to really catch this. I'd update your antivirus software and just right. Look closely at what's going on with your network. Look at your log files. You know, look at the things that are going on in the background. It's pretty easy to get to those. You know, Google or YouTube a video on how to just look at your background log files if you don't know how. We received these on the September 27th was our updates, there was an official update a couple days later after that. That would be my suggestion.
Have you written anything up about this? I saw, like you said, there was, you've done a couple of radio interviews now, including Free Talk Live, about this. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's interesting to listen to, but if there was a blog post, for instance, over at don'tcomply.com, which kind of went through some of this stuff, it might be easier to have people get their head around it or possibly, look and see, I can check the work group or I can check, these different things, maybe make some specific suggestions. And that might, comment section might result in other people saying, hey, this happened to me too. Have you blogged about this anywhere? Written this down?
I have not, not anything past social media and Facebook. I literally, since finding out late Sunday night, have been at work or, doing, your regular things and haven't been able to dedicate really much time to this. And life happens. And so these things are almost secondary. I would hope that other people aren't being affected, but this seems to be a really targeted issue and particular vulnerabilities of Microsoft used.
It's scary stuff. Obviously, one solution might be for people to not use Windows, but of course some people, sure. Linux has way more security. I mean, that's for all the people who say Linux versus Windows versus whatever. I mean, Linux definitely is a more secure operating system. It has security at multiple levels, and these kind of things just generally can't happen with Linux, although nothing would stop someone who had physical access to your computer, if that's indeed what happened, then somebody could wreak some havoc, I think, even on Linux. But Microsoft's going to work hand-in-hand with the federal government. It's not going to be any problem for them to give them access to whatever computers. So that may be a good reason people might want to consider switching to Linux. But otherwise, if you have to use Windows for your work or for, you love gaming or whatever, I do agree with you, having some sort of independent version of antivirus software, because Microsoft has their own. It's called Windows Defender. But, obviously you shouldn't really trust Microsoft.
But we had that running. Both my brother and I had the latest Defender running, and that did not stop this, so.
I wouldn't expect it to, especially if it's true, the speculation that Microsoft may have been involved in delivering some of this for, the federal government. But again, it could have been some Russian hack squad. Who knows what actually happened here? Which is why I say, if you get the chance, and I hope that you will, just to kind of write out this story that you've told now on a couple different shows and put that up on a blog post and then share that sucker out, maybe include the interviews as well, share that out to folks, and it might get some more response. Absolutely. It might get some more eyes on it, especially in the hacker community.
Now, I know well enough to not leave microphones and cameras hooked up to my computer. Otherwise, this would have had some more far-reaching implications into my life. And as well as this home PC here, I only turn it on just to do video editing, and pretty much everything else is done from my phone. So apart from them having access to, you know, the simple things, my Google account, my email, and what have you, they weren't really, you know, affecting me too much. And this was definitely a surveillance style attack. Originally, it, like I said, had been going on for an entire month with it before I discovered it. And, you know, my bank accounts didn't get drained. I didn't have any malicious activity happen where credit cards were made in my name or any of these type of things happened. So this was obviously a, you know, there for other reasons than just a hacker trying to steal what he could and run.
Some other things people might want to consider if they are worried that they've been compromised in some way like this is to, you know, if you've had a keylogger or something like that installed on your computer, which is a program that runs in the background that literally records every key press and, you know, mouse click or whatever that is inputted into your computer, which would mean they would catch you inputting any passwords or whatever, you may want to consider using some computer that has a fresh install of Linux or something like that to go and change some of those passwords. If you have a master password program like a LastPass or one of its competitors, you may want to change the master password on that and change some of the more critical passwords that you use, like a Gmail or a Yahoo Mail or some sort of mail account, which, of course, those mail accounts are the keys in a lot of cases to access to every other website you've ever been on. So there are some steps that you can take, even if you're kind of a noob, even if you're not a hacker type, that you can jump through those hoops and maybe make yourself a little bit safer.
And the one thing I'd suggest also, you know, I had heard of some vulnerabilities of, you know, Windows 10 that asks you to sign on with your Microsoft account. Mine was set up that way. And so I think that was also a possibility of ways that they are able to get into your system. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely suggest having an alternative sign-in to your computer than that.
Murdoch Piscotti from don'tcomply.com. You do is it weekly podcast?
We're on a hiatus for the moment. Trying to get a lot more activism in. We're trying to get some events done. There's a lot of good stuff. Next month, we have our fourth annual Feed the Homeless and Winter Clothes Drive for all of and where we illegally go down.
And, I love it.
Against Dallas ordinance, feed all of the homeless and give them all the winter clothing and sleeping bags and everything they need
to
make it through the winter.
You have winter in
Dallas? Well, when you're living out on the streets, it does get a little cold. Chilly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And by the way, we're on the air in Dallas, so folks can listen to this later tonight at KFXR. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.